Good afternoon, and thank you, Chair. As the institutional representative of more than 45 million companies worldwide, the International Chamber of Commerce, or ICC, recognizes the critical importance of ensuring that businesses have the knowledge, skills, tools, and incentives to respect human rights. In 2019, ICC issued our landmark centenary declaration, setting out our commitment to enable business worldwide to secure peace, prosperity, and opportunity for all, including the full respect for human rights and our commitment to the 2030 agenda. In this context, we would like to share our institutional perspective on key developments and challenges in the business and human rights landscape, as well as some specific observations with regard to the latest version of the draft treaty to be discussed by the working group this week. We continue to believe that the UNGPs represent a transformational roadmap to a future where humans and corporations thrive and prosper together. A decade on from their adoption, however, we share the frustration of many stakeholders that their implementation remains incomplete and fear that the global collaborative approach enshrined in the UNGPs may be at risk of erosion without concerted action from all parties. In this connection, it remains of significant concern that only a limited number of governments have published, and let alone implemented, national action plans under the UNGPs. We urge all governments who have not done so to commence the development of robust action plans without delay. Our global network stands ready to contribute constructively to the elaboration of any new action plans, with the single goal of ensuring that national frameworks enable meaningful action from the private sector at all levels. While much remains to be done in operationalising the UNGPs, ICC still remains concerned at the approach in the current draft of the treaty. That said, we do not in any way discount the future for further legal developments in this space, and indeed such developments are foreseen in the UNGPs. In this context, we'd like to take the opportunity to stress that the imperative for any future national, regional, and indeed international frameworks to be internationally consistent and to align fully and completely with the standards embodied in the UNGPs. Absence of meeting these criteria, it is our concern that future legal developments may inadvertently disrupt the efforts of companies already working to implement the UNGPs, as well as eroding incentives for actors who have yet to step up to their responsibilities to take action. We encourage all governments considering possible independent legislative initiatives to have full regard to these two principles as a cornerstone for any future efforts aimed at meeting business and human rights challenges, and to engage in multi-stakeholder consultations as policies are being developed. With regard to the specific provisions of the draft treaty, ICC recognises that efforts have been made to revise the draft text for a third time, including by attempting to clarify issues that many governments and business groups have raised in the past. We again thank the facilitators of the working group for their efforts in this regard, but we believe, as do many delegations, as reflected in the statements we've heard this morning, and as do our fellow business organisations, that there are still clearly many areas of the draft text where there is significant divergence of views. In this context, ICC would repeat its call made at the last session for delegations to consider whether now is perhaps the moment to consider whether the revised draft is actually moving in the right direction, and indeed whether there is a need for reflection and consultations intersessionally to review alternative approaches, including in relation to structure and areas of focus. ICC stands ready to contribute constructively to such a process of reflection, drawing on the experience of the many companies in our network who are leading in the field of human rights respect and protection. Let me conclude by saying it's incumbent on us all to support the development of robust, effective, and coherent policy settings in the field of human rights and business, and to do so in ways that have real and positive impact on those most at risk of human rights abuses. We stand ready to work with all stakeholders to this end. Thank you, Mr. Chair.